Rich certainly. Ken Laird, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson, doing a little bit of a Red Sox postmortem right now. 617-779-7937 after another awful divisional sweep. Just a bad season. And
I'm sorry, Rich.
Sure,
I just got to get this off. I'm looking at my notes from like the week of 4/27 to 5/1, right? And it was the week that Alex Cora got fired. And all I got in my notes is how many times did Craig Breslow, when he did interviews the days after the firing of Alex Cora, say that he thinks this roster is a playoff team, that he still believes in this roster. This roster is a playoff team. We just need a fresh start. He doubles down by saying this roster is a playoff-worthy roster.
He said that 2 days ago. He said we're not giving up.
You're right. But just, like, bro, what is wrong with you? Like, you have no clue what you're watching right now. Everybody sees it except for you, buddy.
He literally is going down with the ship. This is the guy on the Titanic playing the violin.
It is so true.
Well, Sam Kennedy, he's kind of become the droopy dog of the team now. Like, after he went on the Greg Hill show last week or the week before, and he was just like, we're the worst, we're awful.
He's the ship captain who is, it's my fault.
Yep, you can whip me with a noodle, please. I'll take it. I love the pain. And like, he was on Nesson the other day, too. Yeah. And I don't know if we have any of that, but we do. And it was just like, it sounds to me as if they are resigned to the fact that this team is awful. The fans know it's awful, but I don't hear a plan. Like, I get it. It's good to hear you acknowledge what we have known for months now, that this team has major flaws and as constructed, has no chance of winning. Great. I'm glad you understand what we saw a long time ago. Even though it wasn't our job, it was yours. But what I want to hear is, then what the F are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Because I haven't heard, all I've heard is, we're going to try real hard. First I heard you're going to try to get a right into bat. Then I heard ownership was going to get a right into bat. And then I heard, we're going to pivot from that because we're not doing as well.
And we're not firing Breslow.
Firing Breslow.
Right.
So it's like, what's the plan? Just to understand what I'm saying. This is a little bit of Sam Kennedy. He was on with, this is the Tom Caron clip, right? Okay, he was on with Tom Caron. Let's take a listen.
And you have to look at the reality of selling off pieces. How disappointing is that? Because that, it's not a white flag per se, but it clearly indicates that this season, you're entering that next phase of reloading.
Yeah, it's brutal. We have rarely found ourselves in that situation. And when you do, like every trade deadline, you have to do what's in the best interest of the organization, not any one person, not a member of the front office, not a player, not an executive, not an owner. You have to do what's in the best interest of the organization, and that's what we'll do if we're in that position. But it's brutal and, truly sort of unthinkable given, the expectations. That's what's made these first couple of months so difficult, because we did have high expectations internally and externally. And by the way, the offseason, the guys who've come in to the Red Sox organization, Sonny and Ranger and Wilson and Chappie with the extension, they've done their part. They've been great. We've just had underperformance in other areas. And so we got to get guys going and get us back on the track to where we thought we were going to be.
Tom, take that dog food and make me eat it.
But he's basically, it's
get that candlestick.
It is embarrassing.
Do your worst.
They should be embarrassed that their analytics thought that they were going to be a lot better. A hell of a lot better than what they are.
Yeah.
It's like,
how long till they blame Breslow? It's his fault, obviously. It's not Sam's fault. He didn't put the team together, right?
No,
it's your GM,
dude. And I got to get to Sam's. Remember Sam's comments when AC was like, "Oh, he's hey, we supported Breslow on." I felt like he distanced himself from Breslow. Sam Kinney did when the firing of AC, and my guess is that will continue. But Sam's taking it hard these days. Now I think he's finally not talking like Breslow.
No.
He's certainly not talking about it.
But the problem is, too, the Wills were talking about this on the end of the broadcast. Like, okay, you can pivot and make trades, and you have pieces, because we saw a bunch of lists where the Red Sox do have some coveted pieces in terms of the way baseball thinks about them. But you're going to get a bunch of double-A guys or, at best, Caleb Durbin types who have gotten a sniff of the big leagues, and you hope it's going to be – you can wish on something, but that's not going to get anybody excited. Who's going to get excited about any trade return now?
Nobody.
Could be the fifth best prospect in baseball. You're going to be like, all right, wake me up in 2029 when they're ready.
And if you're going to be doing that, where you're getting guys that are kind of for the future, then I want somebody else in there making those decisions, not Breslau. Mm-hmm.
Totally. Yeah. Yes.
And that's the thing, too, is that I don't know why they're waiting. Because all of us in this room, like, we all agree that Breslau should have nothing to do with any kind of future moves that they're about to make right
it's
now.
Because
right?
they don't know who's going to replace him. Yeah. You got to know who that is right. before you fire him. Right?
Well, I mean, it took 11 people to get to this guy. Know, so, like, who's left?
But in the middle of the season, it's just I don't know. I don't know what good that would do if you don't have a guy in mind already.
Because you don't want his hands on this. You don't want them relying on nothing but numbers and stats. You want them to make some sort of decision that involves, I mean, God, you had Theo talking about it, how it's like, what do you call it, a lost art of the human side of being able to, like, judge how well a player can play, not just by cranking it into some computer that spits out some ticker tape and tells you, right. you know, yes, Y equals yes, Z equals no. And I can't stand that about this team because you can tell by the way it was constructed that that's the kind of, and by the every article says that that's what they make their decisions by, is stats, statistics, AI. And it's the laziest way you can run a team.
Yeah.
It just seems like it's hands-off lazy.
But he's blown it up to the point where if you only have two scouts left, it's an off-season project to go back to hiring old-school scouts again. I mean, you can't just pick them up in mid-season, can you? I mean,
no.
That problem is not real fixable right now.
And by the way, this is my take. You can yell at me, and if you're a member of the media and you like want to say, well, how dare you do it? I truly believe it's human nature. If you are on a team that absolutely sucks, that you will not rush back from an injury until you are fully healed. Whereas I think that if you are on a better team that's got a chance to win or is playing games that get people excited, there's just human nature that says, I want to get back and be part of that quicker.
Are you talking about somebody in particular?
I'm talking about the injured players. I'm talking about guys like Roman Anthony. I think that Roman Anthony, and as I said, it's human nature, and I don't blame him. And I just know that it just seems like history has shown us that when a team is truly in contention and a team is doing well and it's exciting to be around, there's just a part of you that's like, you know what? Maybe I won't wait for 100%. Maybe I'll wait for 80%.
Man, that's, you know, for
and I'll get out there.
Guys are getting guaranteed contracts. They're paid a lot of money to play.
That's part of it. $130 million.
Exactly. Man. But I also think it doesn't matter if I'm him, if I'm Roman Anthony, and I'm looking at this team, I'm probably saying I ain't rushing to get back. Dude, this team's, like, lost. This is a lost cause. So why would I risk, like, any kind of pain or, you know, I know in his case it's not like you can injure it any worse. But why would I risk pain when I can wait and get 100% and then get out there and feel confident? It might make, you know, take a few more games, but I ain't rushing back to this.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, he's lumped in now with Christian Campbell and Bayo, three guys part of the young core that they gave all this advanced money to. And think about the misspent money there. Right now, three guys who are not on the team. Obviously, Roman, you can somewhat understand with the injury, but the other two are just busts.
Is there another team that's done it that way, like the Red Sox, where you have, you know, these
young money? Yeah.
Yeah, giving guys a lot.
We've seen it more often lately.
It's like they can't give older veterans, you know, long-term deals and make it work, and they can't give young guys that haven't even done what they are projecting them to do a lot of money because – they suck at the projections, too. It's like whatever strategy they take, they seem to screw it up.
I just think that it's not because there's people who will call something like that soft in like Roman Anthony's thing, and I don't believe that at all. I just think it's human nature. I just think you're like, I don't feel like why would I go out there and play through pain when I can – this team sucks. They're not going anywhere.
But that says something about the overall, you know, DNA of the team. Like that,
sure.
You know, that you have your best a player that's supposed to be your best player.
Bregman, if he were here, probably would be like, get your ass on the field.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. So, and I think that speaks to a larger problem with the team. If there's guys that are maybe could play that don't want to because the team sucks, then, dude, you know, that's kind of what is wrong with this year's team is that they don't really have what it takes to be a winning team.
Unfortunately, too, like we had that Yankee guy yelling at me yesterday, and I was like, wow, the Red Sox have won two titles since the Yankees have last won. That's true. However, going back to 2019, they've had two winning years that were sort of anomalies now when you look at it. They had 2021 when they made the Final Four and lost to Houston, and they had last year when they made the wild card round.
Yeah.
But other than that, the bigger picture is now you are one of the worst run organizations in baseball over a long stretch, like probably as bad as the Angels. It's you and Anaheim. In the last 8 years,
it's
in
true.
Terms of like inept franchises
true.
And the way you've been run,
yeah. Other than those 2 years you mentioned, they were last in the AL East every year.
Right. And this is a new low.
Yep, this is not good. All right, well, 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your calls. Also, there was a little nugget. Did you guys see that that Sam Amick report that came out?
I saw a lot of Giannis. Ooh, a lot of Giannis news.
This is a good one. We've got a real insider
this story's
who knows
hot, man.
Things.
This story is hot.
I'm telling you, he knows things. And if you are a fan of Giannis Antetokounmpo coming to the Celtics, you might have yourself a little chubby. In 2 minutes, we'll be back.